Hello, Jill Healy-Quintard here, talking for the Global Healing Exchange. I do run a fitness and wellness business called Body and Balance, and in my programs I teach quite a large variety of men and women exercise and fitness, as well as nutritional help and diet control, obesity levels, reduction, etc., etc. But one of the big issues we actually are having in Australia particularly is the obesity levels. They have got a little bit out of control. They're saying now that 1 in 5 people are suffering with obesity levels that are too high. We live on the Northern Beaches, which does seem to be a little bit lower, and people are very aware of their exercise and diet. Now, I actually don't like the word diet because it immediately means restriction. So there's a certain amount of restriction that needs to be done, but the most important thing at looking at weight loss is to actually change the way you eat rather than stop eating altogether or decreasing absolutely everything. So if you think of good foods compared to bad foods, so if we think of our white flours and our sugars and our dairy products that are high in fat and food that is processed, all of those foods are very bad for weight increase. If you change it around to actually have more fresh fruits, vegetables, unprocessed food, colours that are red and brown and other colours other than white, you will find that you can actually just change the way you eat and change the shape of your body. It's important to add an exercise program to this. So adding an exercise program can be as little as maybe walking daily, leaving the car keys behind and actually walk to the ferry, or walk to the bus rather than drive and park, or instead of driving at all, see if you can walk to wherever you need to go. Just simple, something like that will help you to lose weight. Diet, again, back to thinking of what you're going to eat rather than fatty foods, takeaway foods, is to make your own foods. So if you take your lunch to work or wherever you're going, rather than go and buy foods takeaway, you will make a huge difference in the way your body reacts. Your body will start to process those foods a lot better than takeaway foods. And I know there are some healthy takeaway foods, but the majority of takeaway foods are not. So looking at weight and diet and obesity problems, I suggest you really look at what you're eating. And one of the good ways of doing this is actually to make a food diary. So if you write down each day everything you eat an entire day, and then examine that, and if you find that you're eating more than what you thought you were, then it's time to actually decrease a little bit. And it's really quite simple. It's not making yourself starve. That is probably the worst thing to do. But to eat well, but to reduce what you're eating. So if you're thinking about exercise and weight control diet, whatever you put into your body, you need to be actually working it back out again. So for instance, if you eat a large meal and then sit for a long time, then that is going to increase your fat in your body. But if you can do a workout and then eat after, your metabolism is actually lifted, and you'll find it's quite amazing, it's a wonderful thing to happen. Your metabolism is lifted and stimulated, and the food will process a lot better than if you don't exercise and just eat. So, two rules. Exercise, find something that suits you, something that suits your body, be intuitive about the exercise you decide to take. And really look at the food that you're eating and make it that it's a concerted effort that you actually exercise and control food portions, control food intake, and think about, is your body moving at the same time as then deciding to exercise as well. So making sure you're moving and you're eating well, diet control, exercise, and you will feel so much better. Thank you.